More than 300,000 refugees and migrants have crossed the Mediterranean into Europe this year alone, and they keep coming. Most are fleeing violence and conflict in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The European Commission's new plan to relocate thousands of the asylum seekers from already overburdened nations in Europe to elsewhere on the continent has been welcomed by the UN agencies that help care for them. Here's William Spindler, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR.
The proposed relocation scheme for 160,000 refugees from Greece, Italy, and Hungary would go a long way to address this crisis. Our initial estimates indicate even higher needs, but the focus must now be on ensuring that all member states take part in this initiative and that it is swiftly implemented. When relocating them, refugees' needs, preferences, and specific qualifications should be taken into account to the extent possible.
Mr. Spindler said the relocation scheme can only succeed if large-scale reception centers are also set up, particularly in Greece, Hungary, and Italy, to assist asylum seekers and process their claims.
When disembarking in Europe or entering the European Union, refugees must find a welcoming environment and immediate response to their basic needs.
A quarter of the asylum seekers are children. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said the new commitment should trigger urgent steps by all EU members to keep families together and protect children from smugglers. UNICEF said that protecting refugee and migrant children from harm, especially as winter approaches, must be at the very heart of Europe's response. Maria Carlino, United Nations.